Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, you're poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. And before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Chris Bissonette is with us, Mass Mutual Pacific Coast. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Nice to be back.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Every once in a while, my guys get a little slow on me.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, they were supposed to say that about 30 seconds ago. But what the heck? Moving along, it's another beautiful day. How about a Friday in Southern California? A lot of our fellow citizens, not such a beautiful day for them. So we will be keeping our friends and family and colleagues in Houston. Don't forget about Houston. They're still South Texas, still having a lot of problems. And now they're talking about the entire state of Florida. Holy cow. It's amazing. It's not a pretty sight. And then on top of all of that, we're looking at Mexico, South Mexico, 8.2 earthquake. Holy cow! It's a mess out there. And then you have, I forgot, one of the loony actors out there, another one of the loons, came out and said, "Well, it's retribution for electing Donald Trump." Get coverage of this stuff also, and I mean they're just so stupid. I mean, unbelievable.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, I mean, how do you come up with stuff like that? That it's because of Trump. Unreal. But there's people, they still get coverage. Even like the idiot, I'm not going to mention his name, from Kansas City yesterday, who sat on his oversized derriere while he and overpaid as well while there was a football, while there was a national anthem. Another one of those idiots. Wonders why the sport is having trouble. Unbelievable. But we do celebrate today, and I don't know why I'm looking at the celebrations of today, and maybe should just skip or something, because it's a difficult day. You look at it, you've got National Pediatric Hematology and Oncology Nurses Day.
Well,
whew, you got way too much to say right there. Holy cow. And then you look at it and you say National Ampersand Day and National Stand Up to Cancer Day.
Oh, that's good.
So we got a lot of serious stuff. I'm gonna look for tomorrow, National Teddy Bear Day. After all of this serious stuff, we might look at National Teddy Bear Day tomorrow, and Wiener Schnitzel, of course. We're moving right along. What's the markets doing this morning? Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average 29 points, and we are looking at oil down 86 cents a barrel. I told you that oil is going to keep on dropping. A lot of people don't understand that concept. Why would oil drop? Well, of course, there's no refineries right now. So oil's going to be going to get a glut of oil. Gas prices will go up. We've been talking about that as well. But oil prices are going to go down. Hopefully, the government will release some of the strategic reserves there so that we get some gas going out, even though the refineries are closed, then build it back up again once we have some normalcy back in the world. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.059, not good news for our seniors, which is going to be one of our major topics with Chris Bissonette today. But 2.059, I told you it's going down to 1.90. So just watch that. We'll see if my prediction comes correct. No, I didn't say it when it was at 2.05. I started telling you that when it was at 2.34. So it's not like I'm one of the bandstanders that are getting on wagon at the end. 1.90 is where we're heading, so just keep on watching that number. And I watch that number on a very regular basis because, as you know, I do lead a lending team, a home lending team. So that's a big issue for that side of our business of what we're doing. And on the other, as you look at that as well, do you remember, what is it, 2008, 2009, at the height of the financial crisis, financial recession? Do you remember the federal government took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Do you remember all those things? Mm-hmm. Well, now the Treasury, they're looking at, they've got $82.3 billion richer because of having done that. They've the government-sponsored entities repaid their $188.4 billion in assistance, and now there's going to be a dividend, $82.3 billion, And we're not seeing the defaults anymore. We're not seeing the problems. The default rate is very, very low. So, you know, maybe once in a while the government has a good investment. Not very often. I mean, they're used to giving away money and blowing your money and my money, but every once in a while they might get it right. Key news for today. You better be watching this one because it is going to affect everybody. Now, if you're watching us, Lori, Joanne, Robin, you're seeing that Chris Bissonette is in studio with me. Now, think about this concept. 143 million people could be affected by a breach Equifax. So when you look at 143 million people, that means one out of every two Americans. So the likelihood is, if it's not you, I better go watch my account.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, if you're married and you've got two people in your house, if it's not you, it might be your husband. Think about that concept. 143 million people are affected. And I've got some great information that we got from our friend Alan Hayon is sharing that information with us. He's our credit guru, but it's just amazing that what's going on here. So let me share that with you real quick right now. Ready for this one? Got a piece of paper handy? www.EquifaxSecurity2017.com. EquifaxSecurity2017.com. We'll try and get that posted during the break. And you can find out, it's a two-step process to find out if you are one of those people that are affected. Guess what they're going to ask you? only in America. They're going to ask you for the last five digits of your Social Security number. I mean, just what we tell you, don't ever put your Social Security number online, right? But they're going to ask for the last five anyway. So you can get more information on it, and I'll share some of the stories with you. See, Wired.com has a story. The New York Times, I don't know if you want to believe the New York Times, but they've got a story. I don't know if they made it up or if they found it legitimately. The Clinton News Network might have a story on there. We'll see. But go on there, check it out. Make sure you're watching. Now, what do you need to do? And Chris, you've got an app that really is great for people.
Yes, EMX Select. It's a product through eMoney, which is now owned by Fidelity. It's a great way to see all your accounts in one place. Great way to monitor your spending.
And you can watch that all the time.
You can watch it all the time on your any sort of computer or phone.
So here's I kind of stole this from Chris. Don't tell anybody. But if you go to mbelinks.com, it's just for you and me. mbelinks.com/budget. mbelinks.com/budget. It's going to take you to a little video that Chris did, and it'll give you some great information on this product. Check it out. And the reason I bring it up in this segment and talk about it, we weren't going to talk about that in this segment, but the reason I do bring that up is I want you to be watching your accounts very, very closely over the next few months. Now, we know that this happened about a month ago, and we're just finding out about it. Ironically enough.
Yeah, big delay there, huh?
Yeah, big delay, and I don't want to cause cynicism, but corporate executive at Equifax sold stock like 3 days after the breach. now, I'm not going to say whether that was nefarious or not. We know that if you're acting on non-public information, you're in trouble. But hey, just to be honest with you, when I was at Merrill Lynch way back when, some of the big companies, what they did is they had program selling. And when you're dealing with the program selling, the senior executives, they just say, okay, every quarter on this date, we want to sell this number of shares. And then they're okay because it's a programmed process and they're not dealing with they're not trying to time the market, in other words. So that is a big issue right there. So we don't want to say that they're doing anything wrong, but I'm sure there will be some people watching.
Yes.
Five former presidents, you watching them, there's five former presidents joining in the Harvey effort. Comes to a conclusion. They've got President Obama, President Carter, and both Presidents Bush are joining in, and there's going to be a lot of commercials this weekend.
They showed it last night during the NFL game.
Oh, did they show it last night? I didn't see that. Okay. And I thought it closes out with 93-year-old George H.W. summing it up and saying, "We love you, Texas." Well, you know, something at a time like this, the idiot actors and actresses that are out there coming out with stupid things. I hope people like J.J. Watt get a lot more publicity than some of these stupid actresses. I don't know if you follow that, Chris, but he wanted to raise, what, $200,000, and he's at like $23 million now?
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome.
It's amazing. And I think that he said, I might have heard this wrong, he said 100% of the money is he's making sure it goes right to the people. So I don't know who's covering the admin fees, you know, with what they're doing out there. You have to just tip your hat to some of the people, because those are the folks that don't get as much publicity, but they're doing some great stuff out there. And you got to say thank you to what they're doing and support their sponsors, support their teams. You know, I might even be a Texan fan this weekend. I'm not sure, but
A J.J. Watt fan.
Absolutely. Well, you know something? If you're not a J.J. Watt fan, I don't know what's wrong with you, right? I mean, you just can't do much more for your fellow citizens and taking advantage of the fame, fortune, notoriety, this public persona in a positive manner. That's the role model that we want our young people to look after, is somebody like him. And not the jerk in Kansas City or one that's unemployed. I like that part. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the number one concern of retirees, how supply and demand impacts real estate home values. Yes, it is time to refinance right now. Think about it. And reverse mortgage changes, they go into effect October 2nd. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. How supply and demand impacts real estate home values. That is the subject. House, do you have a house for sale? Do you know anybody who's selling a house? Now, here's the question, and I'll pose it. 14,904 homes sold yesterday. Were you aware of that? It's kind of an election type thing. Because there's a group of people out there looking to buy houses, and then there's a group of people out there looking to sell houses, and 14,904 people are going to make a decision today. They're going to vote. And 14,904 are going to vote tomorrow as well. And what they're voting on is, do they like your house? That's the home seller. Do they want to buy your house? If your house hasn't sold, they said no. Sorry, I'm just being pretty blunt for you. So the concept of supply and demand is a simple one. The best time to sell something is when the supply of that item is low and the demand for that item is high, just basics. Anything under a six-month supply is a seller's market. We've got about a month supply, 4.2 month supply. Average house is selling in 27 days right now.
It's pretty fast, huh?
Yeah. Nationally, there's not been a six-month inventory supply since August 2012. And inventory levels differ depending upon the area of the country and price range. So let's chat about where you want to live. And let's go out there and get some information. Let me put you in touch with great real estate professionals. Obviously, we want you to chat with our team over at Gold Star Mortgage, because right now, and I'm going to tell you in the next segment about five or six different places where you may want to be thinking about from a mortgage standpoint today before the rates go back up. And I don't know when they're going to go back up, but they can't stay this low forever. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Love having an opportunity to chat with Chris Bissonette. Mass Mutual Pacific Coast. He comes in and shares with us some great information. Now, before I get started, I'll give you all for those of you that are Chris's compliance department, we're going to go through the exact specific wording that you asked us to tell. You know, we'll have all that specifics at the end of the broadcast. But for right now, Chris is not giving anybody guidance on specific stocks to buy or sell, investments to transact. We are trying to educate people. Chris, you laughed about this. I mean, I don't want to cause any problems, but I had a compliance officer one time say, well, you can't talk about specifics. And I said, is it better for somebody to save money to buy Christmas gifts or put them on a credit card and pay interest?
And I said, buy the gifts, right?
Right? That's not like we're not doing rocket science here. It's not like I'm saying, Chris, should I buy Apple stock today? Yeah. Right? I mean, we don't want to get into that.
Should I buy an option on some Apple stock?
Yeah, exactly. Right? So that's not the type of stuff we're doing. We want to educate. That's what we're here for. And I love the topic that you sent me. The number one concern of retirees, I'm going to share with you what I hear. The two things that I hear most from retirees is that they're worried about their independence. They want to live where they want to live. They don't want to depend on somebody else. Yeah. And are they going to outlive their money?
Yes. That pretty much sums it up. And then to kind of drill down on that one of, am I going to outlive my money, is there's something going on today and has been going on for the last, say, 10 plus years, where the money is really evaporating for retirees. And in turn, it's affecting the entire family, and that is healthcare costs.
Monday or Tuesday, I think, is when the insurance companies had to come out with their proposals for this coming year of healthcare. So it's, that's a scary thing for everybody.
It's a scary thing for everybody. And a lot of people don't realize it, but it's really scary and potentially damaging
Devastating.
Devastating for the families of these parents that need some sort of long-term care. And here's the reason. On average in the United States, it's $234,000 to raise a child from 0 to 17.
That means pre-college.
Yeah, pre-college, out of pocket, you're spending $230,000 to bring someone from 0 to 17. Long-term care, if let's say dad needs to go into some sort of facility or you need to hire a nurse to take care of mom, the average cost is $140,000 over 4 years, which is, I mean, who's got that type of money? And the problem is...
And I'm going to say the same thing that I said, because you've got the statistics, and I just chat with folks on a regular basis like you do, but I listen to, I get some callers, just a couple of people listen every once in a while. I think that's a pretty conservative number.
Yeah, exactly. It is. And that's their out-of-pocket. So that's what the family's spending. That's not the total cost of care. So here's where the real problem is. People don't want to talk about death. People don't want to have what I call the family meeting, where you get mom, dad, grandpa, the whole family together, and they say, okay, guys, what's the plan? Dad dies, what's the plan? Mom dies, what's the plan? And you need to have this conversation. You need to find out where their stuff is. Do they have a will? Where do they have a safety deposit box? Do they have insurance? Are the beneficiaries correct? There's a lot of planning that needs to be done, and it really just comes down to communication.
Here's the issue that I see with that one, Chris, is I look at that and say, okay, you can look at it as a morbid conversation, but the fact of the matter is we're all going to die in So you can look at it as a morbid conversation, but on the other hand, you can also look at that and say, this is a gift. And if we sit down around a table and we have this conversation, I say include your adult children as well. So if you've got, a sandwich generation and you've got mom and or dad and you've got, middle-aged kids, 30 to 60, and then you've got kids from, 20 to 30, have everybody involved in this conversation, because that is going to be a gift. And the gift I say is, at some point in time, there's going to be an ultra, ultra sad day is going to come when somebody passes. And we're going to look and say, you know something? Because of the relationship, whatever it is, we've got less thing to worry about at this time.
Exactly. I mean, way to compound the problem when someone passes away, and then it's, hey, where's their stuff? I thought he had life insurance. Where's the jewelry collection? Wait, he opened up a storage room somewhere and we can't find the keys. I see it all the time.
I had a conversation yesterday with a estate planner. And he said to a guest that comes on our radio program, actually, he said to her, who's on your business checking account? And she said, I am. He said, who else? Well, nobody. So if something happens to you and your adult children are working for you and they can't sign on your account, they can't even make payroll, they can't pay the rent, the business has to just shut down. Is that it? The answer is basically yes.
Yeah.
Right? Because no one made
a succession plan kind of thing there.
Right. And, again, Chris and I aren't giving you legal advice. We're not giving you financial advice. We're just giving you advice as humans. You've got... Your parents are still with us?
Yes, my parents are both still alive. My wife's parents are both still alive.
So you're one of the blessed group?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. But we are, we've done the planning.
Right.
And they feel better. Once we've gone through it, the parents feel better about it too, because there's just a lot of pieces that need to be organized.
Absolutely. And we're talking here about the number one concern. How would do you want, and I don't care about your political persuasion, do you want them in Sacramento to decide where your assets are going or who's going to take care of your kids? Think about that. I had same conversation. $1 million in net worth was one of his clients, and they had no estate planning. So looking at somewhere around $15 million in taxes.
State taxes. Yeah.
Right? And he said if they did planned properly, they could have done it, got it down to about $3 million. Right.
Well, it doesn't tell you. You got to do something.
And that's for a $2,500 trust or a $1,500 trust. And do these things the right way. We're going to talk more with Chris Bissonette when we come back. Families spend more to care for their aging parents and to raise kids. We'll get more into that. And long-term care planning, policies, papers. We'll chat about that. We're also going to talk about the time to refi and reverse mortgage changes. We've got a lot to chat about this Friday morning. So make sure that you don't go away, and you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only one I know of with the Fast Pass Loan Approval. You get approved for your loan before you go out shopping. Great concept there. Not a pre-approval. It is a full approval, no loan contingency. But here's the thing I want to talk to you about this morning is I shared a little earlier with you what's going on with the 10-year Treasury. And I shared with you that 10-year Treasury it's down at 2.05, and that kind of ties in with what I've been chatting about with this morning with Chris Bissonette about with our seniors. Think about this concept. The seniors are the ones that are living off of the fixed income, and that makes it even more dangerous what's going on with health care, because those are going up and fixed income does not go up. But right now there's an opportunity. Do you have a mortgage that's in the high fours? You're thinking about maybe going to a 15-year mortgage. I'm not a fan of it, but some people like that idea. How about you have car payments, credit card payments, student loan payments? Think about that one. What if you want to do some home improvements and you don't have enough money for it? You have an adjustable rate mortgage. Maybe you want to reset that adjustable rate mortgage. You took it out 4 years ago. You took out a 7-year fixed to adjustable. Think about that one. What if you're paying private mortgage insurance? Even if you bought a new house, I just chatted with somebody who bought a new house. They closed in February, and it's going to save them $200, maybe $300 a month, depending upon their appraisal. Minimum of $200 a month by refinancing today. Now, if you wait until Monday, it may not be good. I don't know. But by refinancing today, it's going to save them $200 a month. If their property is appreciated as much as we think it might have, it's going to save them $300 a month for the next 30 years. Now, I'm not real quick with math, but let's do some math together. $200 times
100 grand.
Pardon?
Almost 100 grand.
Right? Is it 100 grand? Yeah, it's $200 a month times 360 months.
Oh, I thought you said 300 a month. So.
Oh, so $300 a month, yeah. Not $100,000. Now, I'm not going to ask you for advice, Chris, but let me ask you, can you make me more money with $100,000 investing it than I can giving it away to somebody else?
Absolutely.
Right? You can even put it in a CD and make more than giving it to someone else, right?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is act today. Don't wait. You can go to our website, SiegelLendingTeam.com. There's an apply now button right there. Takes about 5 minutes to get a loan application going. See if it makes sense for you. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So we've been chatting this morning with Chris Bissonette. He is with Mass Mutual Pacific Coast, Agency Managing Director Financial Planner. If they put this real, if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv or on Facebook, you probably can't see his card there. They put it in real small type because I can't read it. But I got my magnifiers on here. We're chatting about the number one concern of retirees. We're chatting about your future. Share some guidance, no financial advice. He's not telling us to buy Apple stock or options or any of that kind of stuff. Like, I threw a softball at you, Chris. Your compliance people should be okay with me.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Saying, you know, okay, $100,000, giving it to somebody or...
Don't worry.
You know, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Don't worry. We've
had some interesting chats. So let's talk some more about what's going on in the world right now with our seniors. You know, I chat about this all the time because it's either you are a senior, maybe you have a senior that you love, or you're going to become one.
That's right.
Or you hope to become one.
Yes.
Right. One of those things it really fits to everybody.
It does. You know, and kind of going back to what we were talking about before, you know, if you have elderly parents, you have to have the family meeting.
Right.
So that's what they call it. It's have a family meeting and say, guys, we're all going to die. Right.
It's just the way it is.
Right.
George Burns tried to find a new way out. He couldn't do
right?
it.
They've got two guarantees, right? Death and taxes. We're all going to die. So let's just make sure our affairs are in order. I've actually heard it referred to on one of the e-money videos. They call it the final dress rehearsal. You know, just making sure everything's in order. So God forbid something does happen, it passes on safely and organized to the next family member. He has a storage room where his stuff is or a safety deposit box. Just have that meeting and just organize someone's finances so it can pass on.
So here's the thing that I would recommend, and I didn't think of this too much in advance, but what do you think about the idea of, you know, you go on Dropbox and set up something called a little file called family meeting, and you share it with your entire family in Florida. They may have all their affairs in order, but Their trust may be gone. The copy that their attorney has may be gone. The copy in the safe deposit box, who knows? Right?
Excellent point. You know, everything has gone more of this in the cloud anyways. So, if you have a will, trust, yes, have a digital copy and make sure that someone knows where that is. So if you want to have the physical copy in your house, because, you know, obviously we hope not to have these biblical storms hit us, but you just have it where it's, someone could find it. And then, as a great suggestion, you also have it in, let's say, the vault, any money it's stored, or you've just got it somewhere else where someone could find it online.
Hey, make it nice and easy, because it's so important. I mean, I know this sounds like it's a morbid conversation, but I think of it as a gift, right? That's the information. We're giving a gift to the next generation, to our offspring, maybe to, you know, the only one that doesn't get a gift out of this is the government, right? It's because if you do your planning properly, you can minimize these tax liabilities. And think about this. And again, I'm not giving anybody legal advice, but if you have a house in Southern California, I think in Orange County, we're at about $769,000 median home price. Wow. And you pass with no will and no trust. Think there's a $35,000 liability to the state of California. Now, you may have a 100% mortgage. $35,000 liability is going right to the state. And that doesn't mean you don't have to have any other assets. Nothing. So you're not rich. You've got a house that's worth $700,000 and you owe $700,000 on it. You got no money. $35,000. What's your wife going to do? What's your husband going to do? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You know, in California, I believe it's $150,000 as it becomes public information. So that's why I would use a family trust to create privacy. As well, you layer that with the will. And again, I've mentioned this before, Ron, California is one of the states that allows people to create their own will via their handwritten, call a holographic will, which someone can do today. So our listeners today, they could go home, write down if something happened to them.
Wait, Chris, you got to back up for a second.
Go ahead.
Because I'm a simple guy. I think about a hologram as one of those things that you have on, you know, the chosen.
Yes.
You look at it from different ways and it shows something different.
Iron Man or something.
Right. So you got to explain, what is a holographic will?
A holographic will, or any sort of holographic contract in California, means it's done in someone's own hand.
Okay.
And not every state allows you to use that, but California is one of them. So someone could just handwrite out their will, sign and date it, and it's as valid as they had it created with an attorney. So that's sometimes just a good start for people that created a will. Start with that.
Sure. And the idea there is take it the next step, go on there, and once you've done that, that's a great thing to do right now so you don't have to worry about it. But give me a call at 1990. I'll put you in touch with one of the trust people that we work with that are great contributors to the broadcast. And they create these things. They don't take a whole lot of time. And for the amount of cost, I think Al Manfrey does it for like $900 for Ron Siegel Radio listeners.
And he does a lot of them.
And he's done 20,000 of
them.
Yeah,
he's an expert in that.
Right? So, I mean, you got a guy that's done 20,000 trusts. I mean, it's amazing. And then there's certain things in there that is very, very simple.
Yeah, and you can actually do that in that family meeting. So you could say, hey, guys, let's just get everyone's financial affairs set up, organized. We're going to get the will and trust set up on you. You're getting a will and trust. You get like a package deal when you do the whole family.
Sure.
And that way the whole family is set up at the same time. It's organized. You know, everything's going to pass correctly.
Again, it's a gift. It's a gift to people, and we really like that idea. So that's why I harp on it. And, you know, I really appreciate Chris coming in to chat about it. When we come back, though, we're going to switch gears a little bit, because long-term care planning. Have you thought about that at all? My dad passed. He had dementia and Alzheimer's and all that. And they didn't plan it. But you can't get the long-term care insurance after you have it. So let's talk about that with Chris. And if it makes sense, we're just going to get educated. Again, I don't know if it's right for you. Chris doesn't know if it's right for you either until he sits down and meets with you. That's what he does off air. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some change program that are coming to play. You can time on 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or radio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. About 7 million people have replays of our broadcasts right there. How about you? Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-472.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Glad to see you joined us, Jay, Bruce, Jerry. Glad to see you there. I haven't seen you in a long time, Jerry. Good to see you there as well. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, you have a credit report, and it is wrong. The reason I know yours is wrong, it's just odds. I'm just going based on the odds right here. I've been looking at credit reports since the mid-90s, and I've never, ever seen one that's completely accurate. So I'm assuming that yours probably is not accurate as well. Just a simple guess from me. I'm a simple guy. So here's the concept that we want to talk about, though. Number one, go to creditsanitizer.com and get that corrected. But here's the issue is there are a lot of changes coming in the reverse mortgage world. They're going to be taking effect October 2nd. So think about this. You're going to basically go from a 64% loan to value to 58% loan to value. Those people that were putting down more money or were buying or refinancing with more equity, you're going to get hit on that end as well. Instead of having the 0.5% upfront mortgage insurance, that's jumping to 2% upfront mortgage insurance. The only good side is long term, the annual mortgage insurance premium dropping from 1.25 to 0.5. If you're saving in one area, cost a little more in another area, it is still going to be a great program for the right person. Do I say it's right for everybody? No. Now, I haven't found a lot of people that it's not right for, but, you know, Chris, maybe you know something. You know, I'm sure you probably know a lot more than I know. But have you ever seen any instrument on the side or down for everybody?
No.
Right?
No. Every situation is different.
Every situation is different. And to me, that's one of the main reasons that on Ron Siegel Radio, I am a big, big proponent of professional guidance. Now, I am not qualified to go and give you the insurance guidance that Chris knows. He spends hours, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours a day doing this. He's got a whole team of people that are feeding him knowledge as a support staff. And, you know, I do radio in the morning and get an opportunity to talk to Chris every couple of months to get updated knowledge. How about you? Who are you talking to get updated knowledge? Are you talking to an expert or are you talking to your neighbor who doesn't go to school as much?
That's a great point.
Right? I mean, get the information. When you're talking about your estate plan, talk to Al Manfrey. I don't know too many people that have done 20,000 trusts. That's why I talk to him, right? When you want to talk to a bankruptcy attorney, divorce attorney, real estate attorney, financial planner, go get professional guidance. I'll get off my soapbox because I want to talk about long-term care, Chris. What is it? When do you start getting it? Who's qualified to get it?
So, and again, you called it long-term care, which is everyone, most people somewhere down the road are going to need some sort of care. And so how do you do it? You know, dad needs to, let's say, a nurse to come out and take care of him. Do you put someone in a facility? Do you have your parents move into your house with you? You need to be thinking about this. Everybody here, if you have aging parents or relatives, you're going to be affected by this. The number one caretaker of parents as they get elderly is 40% of the time it's the daughter. So you might as well start preparing now. It's going to happen.
I told my sister to be ready.
Yeah. And if you have a big family, they may be able to help you. So a couple options. One, you can look at what's called long-term care insurance. A lot fewer providers today, very expensive. Most people, when they look at purchasing long-term care, as you alluded to, long-term care insurance, it's too late. They see the doctor, they say, by the way, do you have long-term care? It's too late. So normally when you're around 50, that's when you start looking at it. But the newest thing today is they're adding long-term care riders to life insurance policies. So you don't die, well, then you can always use this long-term care rider. Other option is to self-insure.
Wait, you've got to back up.
Go ahead.
You don't die?
Yeah, so if you don't die by a certain age, let's say you're 70 years old and you need care, you can enact this rider and then start taking money out of your policy to pay for the long-term care expenses.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's the newest thing now in the insurance industry is long-term care riders on life policies. Eventually, you'll probably see the long-term care product, the standalone product, go away, and you'll just see it sold as a rider through a life product. That's probably what you'll see. You can self-insure, very expensive, or not do anything and just plan on having your parents move in with you. I mean, those are kind of the options.
And you know, those are that's some serious stuff. Now, is it affordable for, or when is the right age to get? I mean, I've got a 28-year-old son in great condition.
They say, from what I've seen, and I'm certified in long-term care, it's around 50 is when people start exploring it.
Okay.
Unless, let's say, you've got a history of some family illness, debilitating illness that has caused people to need care at an earlier age, then you could always look at it at the age of 40.
Okay. So, but start looking. Make sure that you're just doing something out there to make sure you're proactive. Give me an idea. I mean, because you hear about it being cost prohibitive.
Oh, how much can a long-term care premium be? per year.
Yeah.
If on the low end, you're probably looking at $4,000. I mean, I've seen them up to $15,000-$20,000. It depends on the age of the person. But again, you know, you look at what a long-term care facility in California costs, which can be upwards of $10,000 per month. So just 1 year, that could be $120,000 is what someone's spending on care. So again, what we're talking about today is have the conversation with the parents, do the family meeting, and figure out what's the plan. Discuss a plan, because chances are there is no plan.
Right. And just a couple of things for you. I want to run through just a couple of documents. Pipe in wherever you want to, Chris. We talked about the will earlier. We talked about a living will earlier. Mm-hmm. Durable power of attorney for health care.
Yeah, so let's say that you need some sort of something done at the hospital and maybe you're not mentally all there. Who's going to make those decisions for you?
Okay.
Most people don't have a will, so now we're getting into stuff that very, very few people have. But when you meet with a professional, they'll set all this up at the same time. They'll do the will, the living will, healthcare proxy. You can set up a power of attorney that deals with your finances.
Well, some of this, just remember, this is not – when you're having this family meeting that Chris has been talking about, you know, you've got a 20-year-old – and I hate to even say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You've got an 18-year-old child, and I promise you that if you watch the news tonight, Southern California, someplace there's going to be an auto accident, right? Yeah. I don't know where it is. I don't know who it is. There's going to be an auto accident, and God forbid it's your child and you don't have a durable power of attorney. They're over 18 years old. Somebody else is making the medical decisions for them when they get to the hospital.
Exactly. And then I would just say kind of the last thing there, and this is a problem I see as well, is beneficiaries. Have an oral beneficiary. If they just leave it there, it's worth $60,000-$70,000. They die, it goes to that person. I see it with life insurance. People get divorced, never update the beneficiary. After being married for 10 years, the guy dies and the money's going to the ex. It's just devastating for the family. So just double check your beneficiaries.
And that's a conversation I'm going to recommend. If I shared this, Linda Eisenman was on the other day, and I think I had her speechless, Chris, because she had an insurance person, and they talked about having an annual review. And she said insurance division, and I'm not really politically correct. I said, well, if you've got a service provider, a trusted professional, and they promise you an annual review and they don't deliver, find a new one. Pretty simple. You have a financial planner, they don't find. And when you go through that conversation, now you're a financial planner for individuals. If somebody's getting divorced, you may or may not know that, depending upon how often you talk to them. But they need to know to call you, a checklist that you go through every time when you do a review with people. Okay, any new kids, any new dogs, any new pets, any new houses, any new college?
Yeah, you update a fact finder. And then just, again, it's really those beneficiaries, especially with life insurance policies, any app, an open account, like a brokerage account, there's no beneficiary on that. So going back to what you said, Ron, if you died, then the state of California is determining who gets that money.
Do you really want that? Do you want them to be and generally, the last time I heard, it was 8 months for that to be determined.
Yes, I think 18 months, even up to years, to go through the full probate process. And then it's just embarrassing, because if you don't die with a trust, you have over $150,000, then everyone sees what your assets are. And then you got Cousin Eddie coming out of the woodwork in his RV down to your house saying, oh, I'm entitled to some of that money.
just what you want to have happen, right? Great information, as always. If you want to meet Chris Bissonnette, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Chris is a agency managing director and financial planner, Mass Mutual, Pacific Coast. Again, we're not giving out any guidance. I think I got all the stuff on here, didn't I, Chris?
I think so.
Okay. Not giving out professional guidance. You want to talk to Chris, give me a call at 800-306-1990. He'd be happy to sit down with you, see if he can help and get you some education. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course,
a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day.